Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. Today we have a relatively short podcast going from Daf Memchet Amud Bet in Masechet Nazir to the Mishnah on Memtet Amud Bet at the top of the Amud. And we are in the middle of the Braita dealing with the source for the permission of the obligation for a Kohen Gadol and Nazir to violate their sanctity for a Met Mitzvah. Up until now we had the presentation of Rabbi Yishmael, and it was all laid out as far as what Aviv was there for. Aviv was there for the Met Mitzvah. Imo was there for the Gzer Shav of Rebbe to say that a Kohen Gadol is only limited from Tumat Met and not other Tumot. La'achoto was the bit about going to do a mitzvah, that you don't stop for even achoto, but you do stop for a meit mitzvah. And now we have Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, nefashot. Now the arguer says a little bit difficult. It really should be nefesh. He's discussing the psukim in Nazir, which is pasuk number one on the page. Nefesh elu haruchokim. So when it says that a nazir cannot be metamei for a nefesh, that refers to outside of the family. Meit elu hakrovin. So then, why does it say l'aviv ulimo? Enu metamei metamei hu l'meit mitzvah. So aviv imo is there to tell you, because it's superfluous, tell you, but he is metamei l'meit mitzvah. Le'achiv, what's l'achiv for? Here Rabbi Kiva says something that Rabbi Shmuel did not say. Shemaya kohen gadol v'hu nazir. Let's say he was both kohen gadol and nazir. He still violates it for meit mitzvah. La'achoto, k'detani harei, reish, hayah, olech, shchot, b'schot, b'mumpeno, etc. And the Gemara here, just shortcut, because the same exact drasha that we had earlier about achoto, that you do not violate your status of tahara, even if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, or you're on your way to do a korban pesach for your sister, but you do for a meit mitzvah. Now, Uli Rabbi Akiva, Gzereshav de Rabbi Menale, how is he going to learn the Gzereshav of Rabbi, meaning how is he going to learn that a Kohen Gadol also is allowed to be mitameh by touching a zav or a mitzvah, and is only banned from tumat meit, as is a nazir? So Amar Lacha, this is what Rabbi Akiva would answer. Kevin de Amar im haya kohen gadol v'nazir, since, after all, one of Rabbi Akiva's drushes on the word la'achiv is to say if the guy was a kohen gadol and a nazir. La'achiv enu mitameh matameh hu l'meit mitzvah. So we see that we're regarding the two as the same. So mali kohen gadol l'chudei, mali nazir v'kohen gadol. And just like a nazir is allowed to be mitameh for other things, similarly a kohen gadol. Ulu Rabbi Shmuel, kohen gadol v'hu nazir menale. So now Rabbi Shmuel did not use achiv or any of the words to tell us that even a kohen gadol who is a nazir, has got both of them, is mitameh l'meit mitzvah. So how does he know that halacha? The answer is, kevin ashar achman achad lav, gabi meit mitzvah, mali chad lav, mali train lavin. The Torah released him from the prohibition as a kohen gadol or as a nazir. So what's the difference if it's one lav or two lav? And either way, the Torah said you do not abide by this restriction. You rather take care of the meit mitzvah. So it doesn't matter if you have one or two restrictions on you. Now, achoto lamali. Now, why do we need achoto in this pasuk at all? Sagadai tachamena kishar achmanu the meit mitzvah nazir v'kohen to isur lavihu. The whole drush of achoto, which is not talking about a nazir kohen, but it's talking about a regular guy, could be a nazir kohen, but not necessarily, who's on his way to do a korban pesach or do brit milah, both of which are mitzvot, the omission of which carries with it chiyuv karet. So lo yitamei l'meit mitzvah. So in that case, I would think you don't even stop for a meit mitzvah, because after all, the brit, if you stop and take care of him, you're going to not be able to do the brit bismano, and the Pesach, you'll be told me, you won't be able to bring it. So kamash malan, that even somebody in that circumstance does stop for a meit mitzvah. Uli Rabbi Akiva, mechti lo shna kohen gadol l'chudei v'lo shna kohen gadol v'hu nazir, nafka min l'achiv, since he used l'achiv to tell you that it doesn't matter if the guy's a kohen gadol or a nazir or both. So l'aviv ulimo l'amali, what does he need l'aviv ulimo for? After all, we've just found out that even a kohen gadol who is a nazir is still metamei l'meit mitzvah. So certainly somebody who's only a kohen gadol or only a nazir is metamei l'meit mitzvah. So tzrichi. The answer is, de'i katav aviv, if I had only written aviv, Haveamer, I would have thought, Hainu Tamir Lomi Tamile, the Torah says, in other words, Avivimo are there to tell you that you're not Metame for either one of them, because I would have thought, if I'd only written one of them, that I'm Metame for the other, for the reasons that we'll lay out. And therefore, Avivimo are no longer Avivimo and not Lamein Mitzvah, but they're there for themselves, because I would have reason to think you are Metame for them. If the Torah only said, you're not Metame for your father, then I would have thought, Mishum Lachazaka Ba'almahu, after all, the fact that this person is associated as your father is based on a chazaka. It's not based on anybody having witnessed him. You come out of his stomach, because that doesn't happen. But the mother, who we know is your mother because you came out of her, so I would think if the Torah prohibited you from being Metame Laviv, I would have reasoned the Torah prohibited it because we're not 100% sure it is your father, but for your mother you would be. If the Torah only banned Tuma for your mother, you're not Metame for your mother, because after all, she doesn't hold an independent stand as far as the lineage goes. Kevin Damar Mar, based on the pasuk at the beginning of Bamidbar in the census, Lemishpachotam Levet Avotam, we count them by the father's houses. So, Ema Latamile, I would think, aha, you're not Matame for your mother, because your identity is not forged by her, but you would be Matame for your father. So, Kamash Palan, that's why the Torah has to say, Laviv Uli Imo. Now, V'alkol Nafshot Loyavo Lamali, this is where it really says Nafshot, and this is now referring to the Pasuk of the Kohen Gadol, not of the Nazir. What's that all for? Alkol Lafuke Rechokim. So, Alkol Nafshot Main says outsiders. Non-family. Meit lafuke krovim. That's out of order. This is Rabbi Akiva. It's out of order. Nafshot. What's that? So I'll call nafshot meit. I'll call means anybody. Meit, even in the family. Nafshot is therefore the following halacha. Lafuke revit dam sheyatsa mishne meitim shemetame be'ohel. To tell you that if you have a revit dam that comes out of two meitim, nonetheless, it's still considered tumat ohel, even though normally we require such a thing to be representative of one mate, because it says, I'll call nafshot mate loyavo, and nafshot is plural, and because the pasuk in Achrimot, ki adam hu banefesh, the nefesh is represented by the dam, therefore when it says nafshot, it says if we have plural sources of dam coming together, as long as there's a full shear of revit, it's still matame be ohel. Okay, we'll pick it up in your session in the next podcast. In the next Mishnah, Al Elu Tumot HaNazir Megaleach, and we'll get into some of the nitty-gritty of what parts of a corpse and what byproducts, as it were, of the corpse are considered to be source of tumah for a Nazir. Everybody have a wonderful day.